This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tensions rising between Turkey, Russia, and Syria. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
As part of the ceasefire agreement, Russian and Turkish troops will conduct joint patrols together in Idlib. But this isn't the first time they've done joint patrols there, nor is it the first ceasefire. Syria has gone through several ceasefires. All have collapsed. And while Putin expressed his condolences for the deaths of Turkish troops, both sides have blamed each other in the past for failure to coordinate and avert such events. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says his country reserves the right to respond to any attack by forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, he says Turkey and Russia will work together to supply humanitarian aid. The civilian toll has been profound. The United Nations believes the fighting in Idlib has sparked what may be the worst humanitarian disaster of the 9-year war.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Another Democratic presidential candidate, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, has bowed out. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I am suspending my campaign for president.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was then asked, who will you endorse?
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this minute.
Warren never finished higher than third in the first four states and was routed on Super Tuesday. She failed to win any of the 14 states voting and finished third in Massachusetts behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Shelley Adler, Washington.
An Alabama man who was convicted of murder in the 2004 killing of three police officers was executed by lethal injection Thursday. Nathaniel Woods, at the age of 43, was pronounced dead at 9:01 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Holman Correctional Facility in Alabama. This is VOA News. Countries around the world continue to take increasingly stringent measures to combat the spread of the coronavirus that has infected 95,000 people in more than 7,500 countries. Palestinian authorities announced a 30-day state of emergency and closed the city of Bethlehem in the Church of the Nativity just weeks ahead of the busy Easter holiday. Japan said visitors from China and South Korea face a 2-week quarantine and would be barred from public transportation, which is a move which South Korea rejected. The World Health Organization director, General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says countries need to prepare for the impact of the virus.
It's going to all work out. Everybody has to be calm.
That's a serious shock. It's double what we had been expecting for just the Asia Pacific region, as now this situation affects airlines globally.
And President Trump also spoke on the matter as well. The Australia on Friday ordered its first school closure after a 16-year-old in Sydney tested positive for the virus. Mainland China has had 143 new confirmed cases thus far. That is on Thursday. That's according to the National Health Commission. That is up from 139 cases a day earlier, and that brings the total cases of mainland China to about 80,052. The International Criminal Court has given a go-ahead for prosecutors to open a probe targeting the Taliban, Afghan forces, and U.S. military, CIA personnel as well, for war crimes and crimes against humanity.
After a preliminary probe that lasted more than a decade, prosecutor Fatou Bensouda asked judges in November 2017 to authorize a far-reaching investigation. She said there is information that members of the U.S. military and intelligence agencies committed illegal acts, principally in the 2003-2004 period. Today's decision gives Bensouda the green light. Washington, however, has long rejected the court's jurisdiction and refuses to cooperate with it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And again, a Alabama man convicted of murder in 2004 killing of three police officers executed by lethal injection Thursday. He's been identified as 43-year-old Nathaniel Woods. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.